Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, it's Gunnar and Cheyenne. Welcome to our on-demand channel. Friday morning, Sam Hunt, he called us here, and it was so great to talk to him.
It was. It was kind of one of those things where you see his face and then you hear his songs, but when you hear him talk to you one-on-one, it's a totally different experience.
He's going to be in town September 25th.
Yeah, he's going to be at Auction Pavilion. He's bringing along Travis Denning, Kit Moore, and Ernest.
Okay, so we talked to him about the concert. We talked to him about his new music. And even going back to 2017 with Body Like a Back Road,
which we all know and love. And then, of course, we talked about Kinfolks, which is also a great song.
All right, check out our interview right now. On Demand with Sam Hunt.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you, man?
I'm doing well.
Dude, it's so good to talk to you, man, and we're so excited about the new music that you got coming out, and of course, I want to mention the Southside Summer Tour, which is right here in Phoenix, September 25th at Auction Pavilion.
That's right.
What a great show that's going to be. You're going to bring Travis Denning, Kit Moore, Ernest. That show, I have a feeling that the vibe is just going to be so intense.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, and speaking of Kinfolks, those are all, I wanted to build a tour with folks that I have crossed paths with or who have been a part of my story and I've connected with over the past few years. So I think that's going to make for an even better show. So we're looking forward to it.
2017, Body Like a Back Road, just a monster hit. Did you ever expect that song would be the smash that it was?
No, I had that song. It's a song I started, several months before putting it out, and it was one of the first songs that, at the time, I had a lot going on in my life, but it was one of the first songs that I'd written for a new album, and, put it out before that tour that summer, and it just started to grow and grow and grow and grow, and then, it just kept surprising me every week that it got bigger and bigger, and, I could really measure it because I was out on tour, and so you could really hear the popularity of the song through the response every night as we played it on the road there that summer. But by the end of the summer, it was just the highlight of the set.
Yeah, and I had to triple check. That song, Body Like a Back Road, was not on an album. It wasn't on Montevello. So here we have Body Like a Back Road out in 2017, and then new music in 2020. So Body Like a Back Road is the first single from Southside, right?
Yeah, technically. Yeah, I wasn't going to include it on the record, but then, I got to looking at it and I thought, well, this is kind of my, this is my second record. I just didn't want those songs that came out in between to just float around in space forever. So I included them on the record. But yeah, technically, I guess I put my first single out.
Well, so, I'm glad you decided to put it on the album. I mean, that song, it never gets old. You can be in a bad mood and you can hear a Body Like a Back Road and you're like, yeah, this is my jam.
It was the number one song of the decade.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
It's wild, I know. When I put together this record and would listen to Body Like a Back Road alongside the other songs, it just felt like it fit. It felt like it was part of that group of songs. So I'm glad it worked out.
Southside is out on April 3rd. Let's see, we've heard Downtown's Dead. That is on the album. And then, of course, your latest single, Kinfolks, on the album. Tell us about Kinfolks. I know we've all heard it. We love it. How did that song come about?
Yeah, that was a song that I wanted to write a song called Kinfolks, and I didn't know how to go about it. That's a little bit of a tricky title to figure out how to write. And I got together with a couple writing buddies who I go way back with, and we just started talking about it and kind of circling it and looking at it. And how would you write a song called Kinfolks? And at the time, I didn't even think about the fact that that was that even that word is something, you know, more unique to the South. I didn't, you know, I talked to some of my buddies from Midwest and up North, and they're like, kinfolk, we don't really even say that. But
no, it's so we definitely don't.
yeah, right. You guys either. But I was just dead set on writing a song called Kinfolk. So we figured the only way to write it was just to make it fun and lighthearted and, make it sort of a flirtatious, fun, light song. And that's the direction we went with it. But it was a fun one to write, and I'm glad people are responding to it. Thank you guys for playing it.
Well, they are, and you're welcome. And I definitely think you hit the nail on the head when you went the route with it that you did. Because, again, just like Body Like a Back Road, it is one of those songs that is so catchy.
Yep.
And you won't even be really, you know, hearing the mute. Like, you hear it, but you're not listening. And all of a sudden, your head is just going with it. And you're like, it just, like, it works.
Yeah, just a little sing-along kind of melody, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, every time I'd sell it, somebody would say, or ask me, you know, you got any music coming? And I said, yeah, there's a song called Kinfolk. And they were like, Kinfolk? How in the world did you write a song called Kinfolk? So hopefully we pulled it off best we could.
All right, Sam Hunt on the phone with us this morning. New album, Southside, out on April 3rd. And Southside Summer Tour 2020 will be at Auction Pavilion September 25th. Kit Moore, Travis Denning, Ernest. Sam Hunt, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you guys.
Sam, thanks, man. We'll see you when you roll through Phoenix, all right?
Deal. See you soon.
Bye.
All right, bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.